An insolvency tribunal has admitted fraud hit textile and yarn manufacturer Syntex Industries on a plea by Invesco Asset Management, India, Private Limited over a 15.4 crore default in September 2019. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. The financial creditor had filed the petition against the Gujarat-based firm in December 2019 as an investment manager for Invesco India Credit Risk Fund and Dash, a mutual fund scheme. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. The plea was filed after Syntex Industries made a disclosure in June 2019 about a 90 crore default on bonds in which the fund had invested. And NBSP. Although the tribunal acted on the plea of Invesco, it dismissed Punjab National Bank and No. 39's petition, allowing the lender only to file its claims under the insolvency process. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Last month, Press Trust of India reported that the Bankruptcy Appeals Tribunal had asked the lower or insolvency tribunal to decide within a week whether to admit or reject the insolvency plea by the bank. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Syntex Industries and No. 39 subsidiaries include BVM Overseas, Syntex Bapl and publicly listed Syntex Plastics Technology. And NBSP, and NBSP. In August last year, the non-bank lending arm of global private equity firm KKR approached the tribunal against a subsidiary of Syntex Plastics Technology to recover a debt it had sanctioned 2 years ago. And NBSP. The unit called Syntex Bapl, engaged in the manufacturing of automotive products, owed KKR a principal sum of 1,190 crore as well as interest. And NBSP. Last month, People told the Economic Times that a KKR-led group of creditors is considering settling up with the Syntex Bapl promoter out of court. And NBSP, and NBSP, and NBSP. Meanwhile, Syntex Industries said in its financial statement for the December quarter that it has been working with lenders to bring a resolution plan in place for its business activities. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Chairman cum promoter Dinesh Patel and his family owned 4.54% of the firm as on December end 2020. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Last year in September, Punjab National Bank and other banks declared exposure worth 1,203 crore to Syntex Industries as fraud. And NBSP. As on March end 2021, the total financial indebtedness including short-term and long-term debt stood at 7,802 crore. And NBSP, and NBSP. Founded in 1931 at Kalol in Gujarat, Syntex Industries, formerly known as the Bharat Vijay Mills Limited, is a diversified company. Its textile segment offers fabric and yarn. And NBSP, and NBSP. The plastic segment offers water tanks, doors, windows, prefab, custom molding, and others. Its infrastructure segment undertakes engineering, procurement and construction contracts. And NBSP. For the December quarter of 2020, Syntex Industries had posted a net loss of 215 crore as against 293 crore loss in the same quarter in 2019 and 239 crore loss in the September quarter. Its total income improved to 530 crore for the December quarter in 2020, from 430 crore a year ago and 323 crore in the September quarter. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP,